This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Lou Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly. Good to be with you. Happy Friday. Thank you for tuning in. I broadcast weekdays out of San Diego, California. That's where I live. And my home talk station is Kogo. In San Diego now, the police are escorting school buses to and from elementary school and middle school. This is because a group of illegal aliens have attempted to hijack the school buses. Not once, but twice. Earlier this week, a group of illegal aliens on Tuesday morning stopped in the middle of the road in an outlying area, like not in the middle of town. I know you think San Diego, that's probably nothing but beach and beautiful blondes and bikinis. It is that, but also we have some areas that are a little more secluded. And the illegal aliens got into the middle of the road and stopped the school bus and attempted to board it. That was in the morning. And then they did it again the next day. Only this time, it was 20 illegal aliens out in the countryside, and they attempted to board the school bus. Here is the local Fox television news in San Diego, Fox 5.
A group of migrants tried to board a school bus this morning while it was traveling to a school. It happened at one of the stops on the school district's bus route that heads to Oak Grove Middle School and Humul Primary. Meanwhile, yesterday afternoon, in a similar area along another route, the superintendent says that a group of migrants tried to stop another bus. The superintendent says that for the safety of everyone, if a driver sees a group of migrants at a bus stop, they will drive past it and move on to the next.
Okay, so first things first, I have a rule. I call it rule number 4. Lou Penrose, rule number 4, words matter. These are not migrants. Birds migrate. These are foreign nationals in my country illegally. So let's start there. And as you heard, they knew where the bus stop was, which means they have been watching the bus stop. I have to presume that. And after three of them were unable to get on the bus the next day, the next morning, 20 of them gathered and attempted to get on the bus. They blocked traffic in an attempt to get on the bus. Now, as a parent, I have three boys. As a parent, the safest thing you can do, if you have children going to school on Tuesday, or they're maybe where you are, they're still at school, they're coming home this afternoon, this evening. The safest thing you can do as a parent is presume that this was unsafe for your child, that this is a no-go. This is not something that is tolerable. You should not be tolerating this. Parents were very, very upset about this. Here's one parent.
20 illegal migrants tried to get on the bus today at one of our bus stops. He said these adults, they weren't kids. He said, but they had backpacks on, Mom, and they tried to get on our bus. He said, and there was a lot of them. It was definitely really scary.
Yeah, so the solution, the temporary solution for the school district was to send an email out to all the parents, letting the parents know when you drive, because this is, as I said, this is a more of a rural area of San Diego. It's out in the county. I mean, it's not out in the sticks, for crying out loud, but it is not in the center of town. And parents would have to drive to the bus stop. It's not like walking distance to the homes of these children. And by the way, we're talking about elementary school. So what is that? First grade through fifth grade? So that's 6 years old to 10-year old on the school bus. So the solution, at least temporarily, was if you're a parent and you drive to the bus stop and your kids are not there, go to the next bus stop, because we're instructing our bus drivers, if they see 20 illegal aliens hanging out at the bus stop, to not stop. So that's the temporary solution, that you should just drive miles down the road and hope that there wasn't a bunch of illegal aliens at the next bus stop looking to commandeer the bus. Unbelievable. Here's another parent in San Diego County.
We don't know who these people are. We don't know if they have any criminal history, what their background is.
Well, let me tell you this. It is illegal to be in San Diego illegally. It is illegal to be in California illegally. It is illegal to be anywhere in the United States illegally. You cannot be in the country illegally. You cannot be here and not have papers. It's illegal. So I'm not all that concerned with finding their criminal intent, because they are already in violation of the law. That's why you travel with a passport when you go to other countries.
It's just scary that these kids are put into this situation. If those 20 people would have gotten onto the bus and tried to take over the bus, like, these kids and the bus driver could have been in real danger.
Yeah. Here's what I'm here to tell you. These parents are in real danger. These children are in danger. There's no question about it. How would the 20 illegals know where to go if they were not watching that bus route? Who are these people? Do we know if they are, you know, illegals from a specific country, or are they a gang of marauders, or are they criminals? I mean, are they disguising themselves as harmless illegal migrant farm workers? I mean, you have no idea. And who on planet Earth doesn't know what a yellow school bus is? So I'm not buying the knee-jerk reaction, at least in the news here in Southern California, was, oh, these were just, you know, working people. They call them migrants here in Southern California. It makes me crazy. These are just working migrants, and they got lost and they saw a bus, and they probably come from a culture that buses are frequent and they stop along the road. No, 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 no. This is unsafe. This is absolutely unsafe. Here is one of the parents who's organizing a community meeting on Saturday.
We're going to have DHB there, Border Patrol, and our sheriff's department, the San Diego County Sheriff's Department there. We're going to try to come up with a plan so we can make sure our kids are safe.
How about that? So now the parents have to get together on a Saturday and meet with the county sheriff. In California, the city has police, but out in the county, it's the sheriff's department. And they have to meet with the county sheriff and meet with the Border Patrol to figure out ways to throw off the illegals who are looking to hijack the children on the school bus. That's where we are. This is where it's moved to. This is the next level. And you want to talk about a slippery slope. So I have this test when it comes to public policy and the culture war. And this is my test. This is the Lou Penrose test. And I want you to think about this during the break, and then I'll take your telephone calls at 877-377-4373. If not this, what? If not now, when? In other words, 20 illegals trying to hijack a school bus. If not this, what? What would it take to elevate this to a national security risk? 877-377-4373. Lou Penrose, sitting in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Lou Penrose, sitting in for Jesse Kelly. Good to be with you on a Friday. 877-377-4373 is the telephone number if you want to get in on the program talking about the school bus hijacking. That's effectively what it is. At least it was a hijacking attempt here in Southern California.
It's just scary that these kids are put into this situation. If those 20 people would have gotten onto the bus and tried to take over the bus, like these kids and the bus driver could have been in real danger.
Everybody is in real danger. We have millions of foreign nationals walking around my country. And now they are stopping traffic out. And you know, they didn't do it in the center of town. This was out in the county where nobody could see, right? There wasn't any cameras. And they literally blocked the freeway. It was a two-lane highway out in Southern California, about 35 minutes from where I am standing here in San Diego. And 20 of them attempted to get on the bus at like 7:30 in the morning. So if that's not a hijacking attempt, I don't know what is. And the attitude by a lot of officials is simply, well, we'll need to incorporate the county sheriff and the Border Patrol, and let's see if we can't come up with some system where maybe they, you know, we can reroute the school bus. And we have to change the bus stops now to throw off the illegals. It's absolutely outrageous, and it's totally unsafe. 877-377-4373 if you want to get in on this on the Jesse Kelly Show. But a couple of things I want to get to before we start taking your telephone calls. We are in dangerous ground. Well, this is dangerous territory. We are now waiting for something to happen before we get serious about apprehending, processing, and deporting these people. I told you, these are not migrants. Let's stop using ridiculous language and face the facts. This administration has allowed millions of people from all over the world to illegally enter the country. They now feel entitled to act illegally because they realize that there's no reason to hide and to be in the shadows and to do things in the dead of night. Here is Hector Rios. He is one of the humanitarian leaders down there in San Diego.
When they see a bus, naturally the impulse might be, this will take me to a much safer area.
How about that? Yeah, they saw a bus, so naturally they're going to hop on the bus. No, we don't do that. This is America. I don't know where these people are from, but apparently they're from areas of the world where if you see a bus filled with children, you just stop the bus and hop on it. But that's not the way we roll here in the United States. And we don't allow adults on the bus. We don't allow anybody on the bus that's not authorized to be on the bus. And we prefer it that way. So this notion that they didn't know that the bus was filled with school children is frankly unbelievable. Also, why did you have to stand in the middle of the highway? Naturally, they saw a bus, so of course they're going to stop the bus and get on it. What do you mean? I don't do that when I'm visiting other countries. I don't do that in my own country. Oh, yeah, no, I was over by the airport, and naturally I saw a plane, so I just hopped on it. I live by a military base. No, I saw a military helicopter, so naturally I just hopped aboard. Wanted to see. So, not buying it. And then they go on to say that, effectively, this is your fault. This is my fault. This is our government's fault.
First and foremost, there has to be an acknowledgement by the Biden administration that asylum is a human right.
All right. Let's end this once and for all, because we cannot live in this fantasy world of made-up human rights. Asylum is not a human right. An asylum hearing is an American right that we confer to asylum seekers who are in the country. It is rare that somebody in the country seeking asylum is granted asylum. It is very rare. Asylum is a word. Lou Penrose, rule number 4, words mean things and words matter. These people heard that under very generous American immigration law, if you claim you are politically persecuted in your home country and are facing imprisonment or death, then if you're here, we'll hang on to you and keep you safe until your asylum hearing and sort it all out. Millions and millions of people are abusing that little aspect of American immigration law and pretending that they're seeking asylum. So it is not a human right. Because, by the way, we often do not grant, we reject asylum claims. So if it's a human right, how could a judge possibly reject it? So it is not a right. It is not a human right. It's not an American right. It's a rare circumstance that we give anybody asylum, and now we have millions of people who are pretending that they are fleeing political persecution and seeking asylum. 877-377-4373 is a telephone number if you want to get in on this action. Maybe this is going on in your town. This is the first time, and I have lived in San Diego for the better part of 24 years, and I have never heard of migrant farm workers or illegal aliens of any kind stopping a school bus out in the county. So this is new. This is a new thing that we have to deal with. And now all the parents out there have to get together on a Saturday and come up with some kind of new safety plan for the children, because our government cannot keep us safe and can't keep the illegals from now stopping school buses out in the county in the secluded parts of the area. 877-377-4373. Just outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Why are we subjecting ourselves to this diminishment of quality of life in our own country? Your call's next. Lou Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars,
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word. One that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Lou Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly. Good to be with you on a Friday. Happy Labor Day weekend. So police escorts now for school buses in Southern California. Now, the county sheriff and the Border Patrol have to escort school buses on the way to elementary school and middle school after not one but two attempts on two different days at two different times of day, one at drop-off and one at pickup, to hijack a school bus filled with school children.
It's just scary that these kids are put into this situation. If those 20 people would have gotten onto the bus and tried to take over the bus, like these kids and the bus driver could have been in real danger.
Yeah, we are in real danger. Not could have been. We're there. 877-377-4373. Let us begin in Idaho. And Julie. Julie, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hello, Mr. Penrose. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
You play these quotes by these parents who are alarmed, and what goes through my head is I cannot help but wonder how many of those people voted in Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, elections have consequences, no question about it. There is a straight line between the choice you make for president and the administration you choose and the circumstances that you live. And this is where the rubber meets the road. Now we have illegals waiting at the bus, 20 of them. Waiting at the bus stop to try and board a school bus. Julie, I appreciate the call. 877-377-4373. Let's go to Sheila in Colorado. Sheila, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
All right. Hey, I love yellow school buses. Cackle, cackle. Let me make this clear.
How come this didn't come up in the CNN interview, since she does like talking about school buses? Kind of a big thing. It's her, the border thing. That's her thing. Illegal immigration. Sir. That's her thing. Asylum. That's her thing. And school buses. That's her thing. Here you go.
Yeah. Welcome to Colorado. I'm really up to here. And Polis hasn't said one word about these Venezuelans up in here. the gangs up down here in Aurora.
Did you see what's going on in Aurora? They're taking, it's like a movie. It's like New Jack City. They're taking over apartment buildings now.
Yeah, we're in Hollywood, you know. It's just, I have two of my four boys are police officers, and we're a first responder family for six generations here in Colorado. And I'm a transplant, and I don't believe in all this stuff. I'm a Mississippi Alabamian, and I'm here in Colorado. I love Colorado. But it ain't very red no more. You have to go look for it. And I'm telling you, these folks are out of their minds.
Sheila, I appreciate I appreciate the call. Unbelievable. So this is what is so frustrating to me. If not this, what? If not now, when? Do the illegals have to actually board the school bus? Do they have to sit next to somebody's six-year-old daughter? Like, what has to happen? Because clearly we're just waiting for something to happen, right? Our leadership is waiting for something to happen. I told you that the school district sent out an email to all the parents, and they're having a meeting on Saturday morning with the county sheriff to figure out some kind of safety plan, which means they're going to have to reroute the bus route, I guess. I don't know how they're going to do it. There's not a whole lot of roads out in the county. There's only one way to go to school and one way back. Here's an idea. How about the next time you see 20 people on the side of the road with backpacks at a school bus stop, you arrest them and you take them down and you put them in jail. And then if you determine that they're in the country illegally, you deport them. Why aren't those rules working? I don't understand. I'm constantly being told by this administration that we have a broken immigration system. Lou, the immigration system's broken. The immigration system's broken, and everybody in Congress knows it. What do you mean broken? I was just in Mexico last month with my wife. I went to the airport. I showed the person there my passport. The plane went from California to Cancun. I got off, went to customs, and I showed somebody in Mexico my passport. They stamped it. I went to the resort. Happy hour at 11, and then a second happy hour at 4. Had a wonderful week. Got on the plane, came home. I showed the guy my passport here in America, and I got in my Uber, and I went home. It was amazing how well it worked. Nothing about it was broken. Do you know why? I have a passport. I'm legal. I did everything legally. So it's not broken. It works just fine. You have to actually enforce the laws for it to work. Like if 20 people with backpacks are hanging out at a school bus stop and they're not in the country legally, they should be apprehended, processed, and deported expeditiously. That work, you can do that now. You don't need to rewrite that law. That law exists. You're not allowed to be illegal in the United States. 877-377-4373. Let's go to AJ in Michigan. AJ, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Doing, guys?
I appreciate the call.
The reason why I called was because when I was 14, 15 years old, my parents took me down to San Diego. And we went to a school right there, and there were a lot of kids coming across the border, but they were legally getting their education. And I can't understand how these people are just getting across the border and not being able to be stopped, because it's just not right. Those kids deserved their education when they were coming across the border to do that, because they were legal children in my school. But these situations that you're talking about are just wrong. I think we have to do something about it.
AJ, I appreciate the call. I'll go you one better. I used to live in a part of Southern California very close to the U.S.-Mexico border, not in San Diego, but like in the desert. And there is a small town that is a border town. And there's another town on the Mexican side of the border, and there's a checkpoint station, a little bridge. And the first road, literally across the street from the wall itself, there actually is a wall in California, believe it or not. No, people just
push it down. But there is a there's a demarcation. Across the street, you know what there is? There's a huge mailboxes, etc. Like, I don't know if that's, but it's like that. It's like a great, it's not a U.S. post office. It's a private place that has a gazillion little P.O. boxes. And twice a month, a huge line of what I presume to be Mexican nationals all line up, come into the United States, go to the little P.O. box, and then go back across the border. Do you know what they're getting? California welfare checks. They have illegally applied because in California, you don't they don't check immigration status. That would be rude. So they, I mean, they've created a hell of a racket down there. It was amazing. Somebody told me about it, and I didn't believe it. I drove down there on the 1st and the 15th just to see for myself with my own eyes, and you're not going to believe it. Just the biggest business in town of P.O. boxes up against the border. Yep, but now they're hijacking school buses, and I want to know, have we had enough? I mean, if not this, what? If not now, when? 877-377-4373, Luke Penrose, sitting in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Luke Penrose, sitting in for Jesse. Talking about the school bus attempted hijacking twice in Southern California. The parents are more than upset.
20 illegal migrants tried to get on the bus today at a one of our bus stops. He said these adults, they weren't kids. He said, but they had backpacks on, Mom, and they tried to get on our bus.
Yeah. See, they even got the parents saying migrants. Makes me crazy. Not migrants. We can go a long way in solving this problem if we use Lou Penrose rule number 4, words matter. So stop calling them migrants. Birds migrate. They're not going back to any place. And they are, I mean, what are they? Technically speaking, under federal law, they are foreign nationals illegally in your country stealing your welfare, public social services, and housing. Faking an asylum claim. They will have an asylum hearing if they show up. At which point, the asylum judge will determine that there's zero evidence that they're being politically persecuted in their home country, and they will be instantly deportable. The problem is they're smart enough to overwhelm the system, which they have. And now we have millions of them to deal with. 877-377-4373. Let's see here. Let us go to, is it Seton in Texas? Seton, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
I mean, I appreciate you. You're really hitting the nail on the head with this one. And there's something really sinister going on. And it's called the Reconquista Movement. And a lot of Americans may not be aware, but of course it pertains California, Texas, where I am, the entire Southwest. They publicly state they want to take it back. It's an invasion. So let's just call a spade. And if the American people don't wake up to this, they certainly will take it back. I mean, you can see the sense of entitlement here with this bus and the other story with the welfare you tell. But they're open about what they're doing. Many, you know, I would say a large portion, and they believe they're entitled to it, and they want to take it back. And if the American people don't realize that and wake up to that, then we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, Seton, I appreciate the call. I have lived in Southern California for a long time, and you're in Texas. So we are both border states, and we both know very well that which the rest of America is beginning to learn. Here is what I'm most concerned about. Back in the day, right, illegal aliens, you know, it was a Mexico and Central America phenomenon. That's not the case anymore. There's a Fox News reporter, Bill Malusian, who I know well and is in Southern California a lot. And he's been in the San Diego sector since Texas has clamped down on border crossing. The border crossing now has moved westward toward me. And he's out there with the microphones every morning, and here's what he comes up with.
India, where are you from? China, where are you from?
India.
India, where are you from?
China.
Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia. Where are you from?
India.
India.
China.
China. China. China.
Yeah, that's all on the U.S.-Mexico border about 14 or 15 miles from where I'm standing here in San Diego. China and India is what he's getting.
Where are you guys from?
Colombia.
Colombia. Where are you from?
My name is Colombia.
Colombia.
Brazil. I'm from Brazil.
Brazil.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan. How in the hell do you get here from Kazakhstan? That's one hell of a boat ride.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan. Where are you guys from?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
China.
China? Where are you guys from?
Kyrgyzstan.
Kazakhstan.
Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan.
Oh, Kyrgyzstan. I'm sorry. I thought you said Kyrgyzstan. So we got both the Kyrgyzstani representation in the illegal alien derby and the, what was the other one? It's Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. I want to get it right. Be respectful here.
Kazakhstan.
Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan. All right. There you go. It's like a United Nations of illegal aliens.
Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India.
Where are you from? Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay.
India.
India. Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
Turkey.
Turkey. Turkey.
When did we have illegal aliens from Turkey last? Isn't that Constantinople and the Ottoman Empire? Weren't they? They were. I remember in eighth grade social studies, Turkey was a big deal. Now they're all here.
Where are you guys from?
China.
China.
Ecuador.
Ecuador? Where are you guys from?
India.
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 India. India. Sagar Baba.
India. India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
All India?
India.
All India. There you go. We have limited Indian restaurants here in Southern California. So I don't know what we're going to feed these people, because I don't know that they're going to be as satisfied with fish tacos as we locals are, but they're going to have to get used to it, I suppose. 877-377-4373. Now they are hijacking school buses. Let's go to Ben in Denver. Ben, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey, Lou, thanks for getting me on. I got a little report from the front line. I actually spent the whole day on this, and it's kind of cool that I get to cap it all off with talking to you.
Let's hear it.
I went down to the apartment complex. Yes, sir. I went down to the apartment complex in person today just to see where that video was taken, where the fellow had the assault rifle. And what I saw was absolutely appalling. Large piles of trash. They haven't had the trash taken out for a long time. Every single car in the parking lot had no license plate on it. After I got done visually seeing it, I actually went down to the Aurora City Hall Police Department. And for over 3.5 hours, nobody would talk to me or acknowledge me. And I felt like I was kind of being the target of their ire, if you will. It's very demoralizing.
What do you suspect the mayor of Aurora, the governor of Denver, the senators from Denver, what are they waiting for? Like, if not this, what? If not now, when? You have illegals totally taking over parts of town. What are they waiting to happen for them to change the way they're dealing with the illegals in their town?
Well, Lou, that's a really good question, and to be quite honest with you, sir, I'm totally confused about this, because even in light of all the things that we're seeing right now, these people that I talked to that are in charge of these blue areas around the Denver metro area, yeah, they really don't seem to care. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Ben, I appreciate the call. Well, look, the school bus got a lot of attention. It made national news. Not once, twice, two attempts to hijack a school bus of elementary school children in Southern California. I'm hoping that this is it. This is what it takes. Lou Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.